All right, it's Sam, podcast number two. No intro music. Let's just get right into it. I don't want to have you listen to another 60 seconds of, even though that's a really good intro. I might have to shorten that down, though. I know I fired this out there a few months ago to people. Do you like the intro? Do you want a different intro? Some podcasts you listen to, they have like a five-second little music thing. And here it is. I'm Joe Smith. Welcome to today's podcast. Now, with me, I do multiple podcasts usually a day. And I don't know. We're off the rails. Let's get this thing back on the rails. Just firing out there. You want a different intro? Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Speaking of Twitter, at Sam Crowley, tweet came in yesterday. Graded Family Gaming. That's the Twitter handle. Booked a cruise for the family for early next year. Gonna make great memories. You're a great motivator, Sam Crowley. The man who flies. Hey, look at that. Booked a cruise. How awesome. Think about that. The cruise. So you booked a cruise. By the way, thanks for the tweet, Graded Family Gaming. Appreciate that. Think about that. You booked a cruise for next year. That's all you're going to think about now. That is your motivation. You're going to get things done faster and more proficient and more be more efficient, and you're going to be more excited because that's the carrot that you've dangled out there. Do you get that? Do you receive that? That's your motivation. See, in a job, in the old days, when I had a job, we would have to motivate our sales reps. And when I was a sales rep, so I would have to motivate, hey, we got $100 for the next new sale coming in. And, of course, you had the year-end quota buster trip that would take you to exotic places like Atlantis or the Phoenician in Arizona and Cancun and things like that. But you had to age like a president just to get qualified for that stuff and work your ass off. I mean, it was just crazy. I'm like, how much money have I just made the company over the last 12 months, and you're sending me to flipping Cancun on a junket trip practically? Now, they take care of you really good, but of course they want to because you're the best of the best. The top 10% of the people are making 90% of the revenue for the company. So why don't you do that for yourself? Book it. Put it on the credit card, man. I'm not here. I am not an advocate for running up debt, but I am an advocate for, I mean, think about it. If you put $1,000 on the credit card, what's your minimum payment going to be? I don't know. Let me see. I might even have. Let me see here. Do I got a credit card bill? It'd be shocking if I didn't because I build a lot of stuff on. Okay, I don't. Let's say $1,000. I'm going to go off memory here. Let's say you put $1,000 on a credit card. And if you can't get a 0% same as cash for 12 months credit card, get online. Search for them. By the way, you know I promote the best credit repair program. I don't own it. I'm an affiliate for it, creditrepairfast.net. Moved my score up 60 points in 30 days. It's just crazy. It is the best. Over 10,000 Facebook members just helping you, the support. If you need to boost your credit, go there, creditrepairfast.net. And yeah, I'm all about getting more access to credit, especially when you use it responsibly. Put $1,000 on a credit card, 20% interest. What's that, $200 annually? Am I doing this right? So you're going to have $200 payable over 12 months is, I don't know, $15 interest on that every single month. Now, I realize it compounds, and you're never going to make just a minimum payment, but that's how little you're going to have to pay monthly to book. Where can you go for $1,000? You can go a lot of places. I mean, Disney flying first class for me, for a family of six, cost me $2,000. $2,000 flying first class. I paid for five. Susan sits on my wife's lap, so she's the sixth person. It was like $2,100 when it was all said and done with the fees and stuff. Flying first class to Disney from Cincinnati, and I only booked the trip 2.5 weeks out. It wasn't 2.5 months. The hotel's going to cost about, I got a breakfast buffet package. That cost about $800 for, again, I'm talking about a family. If you only got two people, if it's only you, good Lord, cut that way down. So I got the breakfast package at the hotel, all included. And so we get breakfast every day. That's $800. Haven't factored in the rental car or additional meals and expenses. So I'm at $2,800, and let's just throw another grand in there. Let's say $3,800. All right. For a family of six to go to Disney for 3 nights. All right. And we're doing it pretty good. I mean, we're not skimping here or there. That's just, to me, that's money well invested. To get the batteries recharged, to get the photos of Susan with Mickey Mouse and my other kids just loving life. We're going to go to the ocean for a day as well. I mean, God. So It's just, you got to do that stuff, man. Don't look at how much it's going to cost you. Look at the memories you're going to create with the people that you love. And if you're like me and you listen to that podcast a few days ago about going to the Bahamas with my wife on a whim and doing the booze cruise, that was when we didn't have any kids. If you're in that category, good God, you got to get away. I mean, you have right now. You talk about living. You got all, you, let me tell you something. Any married person with kids is going to tell you, live life now when it's still just about you and your significant other. Don't wait. So, hey, congratulations to Graded Family Gaming and to everybody else who's been tweeting me. And those of you that even you haven't let me know about it, but you went ahead and did it, congratulations. Thank you for the reviews on iTunes. Dan Disaster, that's a great handle on iTunes. Best podcast ever. Happiest place in America is the handle. Love your show. Me, Johnny D, keep feeding the good stuff. You guys are awesome, man. By the way, keep Johnny, me, Johnny D, looks like you're from Western New York. Shout out to all the awesome peeps in Western New York. Today, as I mentioned in the previous show, we're heading to Children's Hospital. And I always get this, man. I always get this perspective. We bring Susan down there. We get to park in the handicapped spot. And I say we get to because we got a handicapped kid, technically, as defined by the state of Ohio. We put the handicap placard above the rearview mirror there, and we get out. And by the way, Children's Hospital, the parking garage, it's like a Bengals game. It's like a professional sporting event. There are so many cars. You know, 50% of the airway surgeries that are done in the world for children are done right here in Cincinnati, Ohio. I mean, there are families in here from all over the world. We are so blessed. We are so fortunate to have access to such a premium facility right here in our backyard. We're only a 30-minute drive down there. But it's still a zoo when you get the parking garage. And then we get Susan out, and then we go up. We see, today we're going to see our pulmonologist. But when you walk through the hallways of Children's Hospital, it takes all you can. I mean, there's so many things happening at one time. You've got nurses walking frantically to get from point A to point B. You've got doctors walking to get from point A to point B with their stethoscopes and their white jackets. You've got all the aides and the helpers. I mean, it's like you're in Grand Central Station of a medical facility. There are five, it's a campus. I mean, there's five different buildings that make up Cincinnati Children's Hospital. And it takes thousands upon thousands, tens and thousands of people to get that thing to hum as fast as it's going every single day. And then inevitably, you have the children that are being, a lot of them, wheeled by you. No hair. They're going through chemo. You've got children who are disabled, which our daughter avoided, but very well could have been cerebral palsy, for example. Children with profound neurological disorders that they'll never utter a word. And they are just, you can just imagine their wrists are bent backwards. They're curled up in the fetal position. They've got trach tubes, tubes coming out of everywhere. Wow. And we bitch about the stupidest stuff. The remote doesn't work. Can't get a Wi-Fi signal. Somebody cut me off in traffic. Didn't make the money I wanted to. I mean, we bitch about the dumbest stuff. And it just makes me so angry when I hear people complaining. Because when we're down there every single month. And you want to recalibrate yourself. You want to get real. I mean, let's just get real, man. I mean, it's so stupid. Life is so beautiful. And these kids, these are kids, man. These are kids. These aren't, I mean, not that, you know, you would want to see an elderly person suffer. We don't want to see anybody suffer. But if you were to see an 80-year-old man being wheeled by, that's more normal in our society than to see an 8-year-old girl who's holding on to a pink stuffed teddy bear being wheeled down into chemo. She doesn't even know if she's going to be here for Christmas. And we're all bitching because we got to go Christmas shopping here in the United States about, I got to go here and go there, and we fight and we go buy all this expensive stuff and buying things we can't afford with money we don't have to impress people we don't even like. And we shower all our kids with all these presents, and little Johnny got to get everything he wanted on his list, or we're a bad parent. Go to Children's Hospital in your area one of these days. You want to get real? And look, if you don't, then you don't. I mean, it's not, nobody can force you to go do it. We have to go down there every month. We're going down there anyway every month because we want to deliver. We deliver food. We deliver bagels. We deliver pizzas. We deliver whatever we can every month to the nurses down there. We just started doing it, by the way, because now that Susan is more mobile, we can get her out. Either I go by myself or Angela, my wife, comes down with me. We bring Susan just to give back, just a little bit. Let me tell you something. Spending $40 on food, you don't think that goes a long way with nurses who work 12-hour shifts who don't ever get to see really the kids that they treat because they don't come back, most of them, to say hello? They really do appreciate that. So it's just, it warms our heart. You got to find a purpose for what you're doing, man. You know, we just don't wake up, grab the remote, cup of coffee, then we get in the car and we go someplace, go to work, wherever it is, come back. Even if you're going to the gym, that's great, but that's still serving just you. Serve other people, man. And today, I'll be at Children's Hospital with our daughter. We have a pulmonary appointment. No big deal. Hopefully, we're in and out in just a couple hours. It's a crazy day today. We got homecoming here tonight, the homecoming parade in Loveland, Ohio. Then we got the homecoming dance. Whatever happened to homecoming? Can someone tell me? In 1986, when I was a senior, I was in the homecoming court. Yes, thank you very much. My mom bought me a three-piece suit. I'd never worn a suit in my life. I couldn't believe I wore a three-piece suit. We didn't have two nickels to rub together. Nice charcoal gray three-piece suit. But that was the extent of it. We didn't win. I wasn't voted homecoming king with my escort there, but it was a great time being in there. We were in the float, but it was not about money. I mean, nobody really stressed. It was I think there was a dance after the game. I don't even remember. But it wasn't a big deal. I mean, the suit, yeah, my mom did it. Thanks, Mom. I appreciate it. R.I.P. Catherine Crowley, but didn't need the suit. I mean, I didn't really give a crap, but I was a guy too. But now, what goes on at homecoming in your town? I mean, I can tell you what's going on with a 15-year-old sophomore daughter. It's insane. I mean, it's absolutely insane. And again, you can thank the parents for all the stupidness that goes on because they pump this stuff into their kids as if it matters, you know? You need the dress, and Susie got her dress and posted it on Instagram, and it looks like mine, so I can't get that dress, and on and on and on it goes, and who are you going to go there with, and everybody's got a meetup group, and I didn't get asked. Oh, Susie got asked, and they posted it on Facebook, and the mom and dad are there, and now everybody has to do a big poster that, will you go to homecoming with me, and post it on social media. It's the dumbing down of America. And if you're not in the U.S., I know we have listeners in over 100 countries. You're probably listening and thinking, Sam, what the hell's going on over there? I don't know. I wish I knew. It starts in middle school, goes up into high school, and on it goes. We have kids that majoring in minor things say it all the time because of the parents are too dumb to realize, because that's what their parents did to them. I say to them because they did it to them. They think it's important. Their little children are little insecure bundles of fluff because they don't want their feelings getting hurt. I didn't get asked to homecoming. Who cares? I don't have a dress. Who cares? Doesn't matter. None of it matters. I keep telling my daughter, Madeline, none of it matters. Now, she's not as dramatic as that because fortunately she has Angela, my wife, and myself. Of course, me, I am completely no drama. No drama. We have a drama-free zone. Might as well put a sign up. That's how much I preach that. Because I know, Dad, I know, drama-free zone, I know. It's a drama-free zone, man. Nobody, you're not allowed to come in the door with any drama, which is difficult with three girls over the, you know, between the ages of 11 and 15. But still, you know, right now, today, it's the homecoming parade. Saturday, it's the homecoming dance. And I mean, you talk about, like, for example, you have the level, different level warnings here in the U.S. for terrorism alert. You know, it's orange and red and blue. We're at the highest level of drama alert here at the Crowley House during homecoming week because everybody's on pins and needles. Who's going with who? What group? We're hosting. We have about 8 or 9 girls after the dance when it's over around midnight or so. We go pick everybody up because you want to be that family. You host a party afterwards at your house because at least you know where your kid is. We know everybody's safe. So we're hosting the kids at our house after the homecoming dance. But before that, it's all about whose house you're going to, who got asked, who didn't get asked, and what group. And then they got group chats. They got texts with group chat going on, and so-and-so isn't in that group chat. I mean, guys, this is driven by the parents. The parents they're allowing their kids to grow up in a completely fake, phony, non-reality world. I mean, and here we are, the day of the homecoming parade, we're going to Children's Hospital with our daughter for a pulmonary appointment, and we're going to see the other side. We're going to see girls who, they would just love to go to a parade. they're going to be looking out the window tonight, the same hospital window they've been looking at for months. And we got other kids who don't even know what's going on, man. They can't even process. Their brain wasn't developed to even process what it means. They don't know if they're wearing a dress, a diaper, or a pair of overalls. They don't even know what they're wearing. Think of how their life, that's their life for the rest of their life. So I try to drill this into my kids. I'm like, come on, man, let's go. You're going to the appointment. We don't want to go to children's. We're going to children's, man. It's perspective time. It's time to dial it in. All right. It's time to understand what it really means to be alive and to live and to be grateful. That's my message for you today. Be grateful. Be alive. Live. Be a blessing to other people. Keep yourself healthy. Keep yourself focused. Keep yourself positive. Don't be like everybody else, because if you choose, because it is a choice. If you choose to be like everybody else, then you're exactly what we talk about. Born an original, die in a copy. Born an original, die in a copy. People much more appreciate the original individual than they do the copy. They'll remember you. You want to make a lot of money? Be original. Don't be a copy. You want to be successful in whatever it is that you want to do? Be original, be grateful, and be joyous. Be joyful. Don't be miserable. Be joyful. There's other kids right now that we're going to see in a couple hours at the appointment in children's that they have every reason to be miserable, and they'll be doing whatever they can. They'll have crooked smiles because their motor skills aren't developed enough. You know, they're semi-paralyzed, but they're still trying to squeeze the smile out. Think about that. Little kid, 9 years old. I remember the last time we were down there, a little kid about 9 years old in a wheelchair. He had the most crooked smile, but it was the most beautiful smile. Couldn't even barely, and his teeth weren't all in, you know, they should have been. And I'm sure kids his age might poke fun at him. I'm looking as a father, as a 48-year-old father of four, and I'm thinking, damn, kid, you're beautiful. You're an absolute miracle made in the eyes of God. Look at you. You're not majoring in minor things. You're just smiling. You got no reason to smile, and you're smiling as much as your little face will let you. My challenge to you today, smile. You with me? Let's smile. Smile together and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.